Good morning. A mostly cloudy and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England with numerous showers overnight. A drier trend now this morning, but still plenty of moisture in the air and an overall dampness after the overnight rain. We're also seeing areas of dense fog this morning, with most everyone starting in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A trough of low pressure is still influencing our weather, and as it lifts through the region today, we run the risk at another round of scattered showers and perhaps a couple of thunderstorms. The best chance for this activity will be in the morning hours, especially from I-90 north, while the activity will continue into the middle and late afternoon from that point south. Still, temperatures will be able to climb into the upper 70s to around 80 for daytime highs region-wide. Overnight tonight, skies will tend to clear out, and it will be partly cloudy with overnight lows near 60 once again. This will set us up for a warmer pattern as we get into the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, a ridge of high pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft, and there is the risk of a passing shower over the higher terrain as highs reach into the middle and upper 80s. That ridge will tend to strengthen later in the weekend and early next week, and with mostly sunny skies, we'll have increasing humidity and highs near 90 on Sunday. Skies will remain mostly sunny into the lower 90s on Monday, and the heat and humidity will continue on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 90s. By Wednesday, a low pressure wave will pivot through southern Canada and give us a glancing blow, but could be close enough to produce some scattered showers and thunderstorms, keeping highs in the middle and upper 80s. Behind this system, we'll go down into the lower 80s for highs, still above normal, though with a mix of sun and clouds by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level ridge of high pressure over the interior west that's been responsible for record-breaking heat from the Great Basin to the Intermountain region will gradually give way to a trough moving in to the Pacific Northwest. The record heat will then shift into the northern plains and upper Midwest today, where widespread high temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100 are in the forecast. Temperatures this hot can increase the potential for heat-related illness, and heat advisories are in effect from eastern Washington to portions of Montana. Parts of the Great Basin into California and the desert southwest are under excessive heat warnings. Much of this region is also in the middle of extreme or exceptional drought conditions, which will also promote the danger of wildfires. A cold front entering the Pacific Northwest will filter in much cooler temperatures during the next couple of days for sections of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. This front will also trigger scattered thunderstorms from the northern Rockies to the northern high plains. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain showers and fog, and 46 degrees with a northwest wind at 30, gusting to 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility with rain and fog, 62 degrees, the dew point 62, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.88 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo partly sunny with the risk of a shower and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 71 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature 64, that's 1 degree below normal. 45 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 64 hundredths for the month, which is now 24 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 13.05 inches for the year, which is 1.84 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 97 set in 1919, and the record low 36 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:29 p.m., 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with just the outside risk of a shower across the mountains in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly sunny with increasing humidity Sunday and Monday, lower 90s. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, lower 90s on Tuesday. The chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday in the upper 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.